Chapter 15, A Sparkling Sensation. Charity adjusted the aqua-colored gown again and furrowed her brow. Does it look better now, Rarity? It has to be, like, perfect. She brushed her minty mane away from her face and inspected her work. Up a little higher on the left, Rarity said from across the tiny window space. You must make sure the customers can see the adorable shells you added to the sweetheart neckline. Rarity was busy rearranging another one of Charity's designs from her sparkling sea line, inspired by the mysterious and magical world of sea ponies. Charity adjusted the dress and stepped back to look at the whole collection. The fabrics were all deep ocean blues and purples fading into swirly seaweed greens. The panels and pleats on the dresses looked almost like scaly fins, sparkly and fluid like the reflection of sunlight in water. It was a truly beautiful sight to behold. I still can't believe we're here at Saks with a fashion line that I designed. Charity took a deep breath. The feeling was electric. It was almost too exciting to take. Sorry, I mean that we designed, she giggled. She waved to Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie, who were outside the window modeling some of her shell jewelry. They had offered to help draw some of the hoof traffic in to look at the window displays. Applejack, Rainbow, and Twilight were inside the store doing the same as a team. No, darling, this one was all you, Rarity said with a smile, walking up next to her protege. I was just there to guide you. Rarity cocked her head to the side with a sneaky grin on her face. Personally, I think the extra boost of inspiration you got was from all those blue dazzleberry tarts I made you eat while you worked. Charity winced at the memory. Rarity, I have a confession, she said hesitantly. I absolutely detest blue dazzleberries. I know, darling, Rarity replied with a wink and a smile. I know. Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Rarity and the Curious Case of Charity, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 4. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it, or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com, or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters on to our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.